T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now, 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning and 73 degrees. President Trump is now looking for a new national security advisor.
Hours after the president tweeted that John Bolton's services are no longer needed at the White House, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the president's decision to fire his national security advisor.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants at any moment. This is a staff person who works directly for the president of the United States, and he should have people that he trusts and values and whose efforts and judgments benefit him in delivering American foreign policy.
Pompeo said there were many times that he and Bolton disagreed and that the decision did not surprise him. The president said he will be naming a new national security advisor, his fourth since taking office, next week. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Kansas health officials say they have confirmed the first death in the state related to an outbreak of a lung disease linked to vaping. Kansas Department of Health and Environment said the recent death involved a Kansas resident over the age of 50, who had a history of underlying health issues.
A Wichita man who was injured in an officer-involved shooting last year was in court yesterday. Richard Gore pleading guilty to one count of aggravated criminal threat. Prosecutors say Gore appeared to be drunk when he was firing a gun in the area of Oliver and George Washington Boulevard. Gore was shot by officers after refusing to put down his gun. Sentencing is set for November.
The Wichita City Council covered several topics at Tuesday's meeting.
The group approved a total of $12.4 million in revenue bonds for Neumann University. There's no cost to the city, as the Kansas Independent College Finance Authority will issue the bonds. The city also approved $53 million in revenue bonds for Presbyterian Manors, who has their headquarters here in Wichita. We also found out next year's cultural funding allocation amounts. The 2020 budget is nearly $4.5 million, with nearly $436,000 going towards grants. Of that, Exploration Place will receive just over $60,000, while Music Theater Wichita will get around $59,000. Finally, a patio space lease agreement at Nafsker Park was deferred to the October 1st meeting. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department is asking for the public's help to identify a suspect from a recent burglary.
It happened around 12:30 on the morning of August 13th at Trailers and More in the 400 block of North Mays Road. The surveillance video shows the suspect's car was parked in a parking lot of an animal hospital to the south. Police officer Kevin Wheeler says the suspects began by opening an empty unlocked trailer that belonged to a customer.
The two unknown suspects then pried the door to the shop to gain entry, and once inside, the suspects took two gas-powered string trimmers that belonged to customers. They also removed three hammers that were hanging on the wall and three Craftsman cordless drills.
The total loss was valued at just over $1,000. Photos from the break-in can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about this crime, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. You can submit an online tip or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Federal officials are investigating the death of an Indiana man at a northeast Kansas grain processing plant. Atchison County Sheriff Jack Laurie says 26-year-old Angel Silas De Leon of Logan's Part, Indiana, died from an electrical shock Friday at the Cargill Ag plant in the Cummings area. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has opened an investigation into the death.
A teen in Florida charged with trying to get her parents killed.
A 17-year-old girl from Umatilla, Florida, outside Orlando, is now facing charges of hiring someone to kill her own parents. Police won't say why she wanted her folks dead, but says the girl stole more than $1,400 from her parents' bank account and spent most of the money on two different people she wanted to commit the murders. She also spent $100 on cocaine for herself. Investigators say another teen tipped off the deputy posted at the high school, which led to the arrest. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. If you've got plans to head to the Kansas State Fair today, it is going to be nice, but it will be windy this afternoon. Sunshine and near 90 for the high. Partly cloudy tonight, Tarlow 74, and our next storm system will move in tomorrow afternoon. Could give us some thunderstorms, some strong, with a high 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy sky. We have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour and 73 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning on this Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. It was on this date in 1936. Boulder Dam, now Hoover Dam, began operation as Franklin D. Roosevelt pressed a key in Washington to signal the startup of the dam's first hydroelectric generator. I can tell my daughter and her husband every time they go to Las Vegas, and they go out there quite a bit, I said, why don't you just get in the car and drive over there and see this thing? It's not that far. And see one of the great wonders of the world.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we've got free drinks there at the casino. You know,
yeah, you got to leave Vegas to do it.
You can't get past the casino and the Vegas thing. I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to go out there with her and force her in the car. Yeah, you got to see this. This is more impressive than any poker chip you'll ever see in your life. But, again, this was 1936. Was it the same year, Ted, that they opened the Golden Gate Bridge?
Basically, they built those two things at the same time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Right during the middle of the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right.
Putting people to work, building these amazing things.
Yeah. A Pennsylvania couple who police say went on a spending spree after a bank accidentally deposited $120,000 into their account is headed to trial. This couple's headed for trial. State police say Robert and Tiffany Williams spent most of the money on items like an SUV, a race car, two four-wheelers, and a camper.
Well, they were busy, weren't they?
Police say the couple also paid bills, gave friends $15,000.
Oh, they paid bills. Well,
yeah, they gave their friends $15,000.
Oh. Huh.
BB&T Bank contacted the couple June 20th after realizing the error, telling the couple they were responsible for returning the funds. After they failed to repay the money, the bank took legal action. The couple faces felony theft charges.
Yeah.
Now, here's a just, you know, use some common sense. Some common sense. The bank is going to get their money, folks, even if they make a mistake, right?
But the in Monopoly, when the bank has that error in your favor, you get money.
That's a board game. I guess a lot of people think that life is a board game. I guess. There's no meter in their head that said, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't spend this money.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. They just said, okay, they made a mistake. Now they're never going to find it. Let me tell you something.
Or they think, hey, bank's mistake, their fault.
Banks employ what? Accountants.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them. And what do they do? What do accountants do? What does our accountant do here?
Knows where the money
is
flowing.
He knows where the money is.
Yep.
The other day, there was a discrepancy for one of us for $8 between you and me. And after about 30 minutes or so, they finally resolved who got the $8. $8 were going around and around. That's in this small little place here, this radio station. What do you think the banks do when they see, hey, there's a $120,000 discrepancy here? They're going to find it.
Figure that out, yeah.
Yeah. So I just think it's interesting that a couple, and somebody, some of their friends took $15,000 from them and said, well, hey, why are you guys being so generous? Oh, the bank made a mistake. Somebody didn't say, whoa, hey, Tiffany, Bob. It's too, you know, something's going wrong.
When someone's giving you $15,000, you don't ask questions.
Yes. Shut up and take the money. Is that it? Okay. Anyway, it amazes me sometimes that people just don't seem to have that common sense gene. You know what I'm saying?
Really? You haven't noticed there's a lot of stupid people out there?
Yeah, it amazes me still, though, every time I see a story. Now, wait a minute. This was in Pennsylvania. This story didn't even come from Florida today, Ted. How about that?
Maybe that's the most amazing part of the whole thing.
I think so. Well, the Wichita City Council may be considering a ban on plastic bags. Now, we were talking about this. Dillon's is trying to wean people off plastic bags, aren't they?
I don't see any evidence of that.
I don't either, but they got this 5-year plan they're trying to do.
Yeah, so 5 years from now.
Maybe it'll simply not happen. But anyway, I do have the reusable bags whenever I go to the store, try to take them along. Sometimes, though,
you just drop it in, you forget about it, and you don't. And I don't have them, so I guess I'll have some backup bags in my other car. How about that? Anyway, they didn't do anything about it. I guess they may have a conversation about maybe a task force to look at getting rid of these plastic bags that fill up the landfills. And if you go in and any store, those people who sack the groceries, they don't even ask questions. Paper or plastic, and they just start loading them up, man. And I guess nobody's ever talked to anybody about plastic bags, petroleum, and conservation. We used to have these conversations back in the 70s, but nobody talks about it anymore. About not leaving your car running while you're going to someplace and burning up gasoline while you're just sitting there. Conservation doesn't seem to be top of the mind anymore. Anyway, common sense. And speaking of common sense, how about the commodities update?
Oh, here's a common sense guy.
Oh, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Tuesday's live cattle, feeder cattle, opened negative but stayed above Monday's lows and then shot to the upside. They have triple-digit gains. The feeders came off their highs on the close by about a dollar. The live cattle came off their highs by 50 cents, but still very positive closes. There has been some cash cattle trade this week at the price of $97. The lean hogs also started the session lower and bounced to close on the positive side. We saw December lean hogs have their lowest trade since August of last year. Then they shot higher yesterday. Positive China-U.S. trade talk possibilities helped the livestock markets yesterday. At the close, October live cattle, $1.95 higher, $96.15. October feeders, $1.22 higher, $131.05. And October hogs, 12 cents higher, at $62.72. Now, reports Tuesday that China is expected to agree to purchase more U.S. ag goods spurred positive closes for the wheat, the corn, and soybean futures. Active short covering by the managed money accounts, along with technical buying, lifted the grains and the soybeans higher. And we're seeing a little bit of pullback this morning as December Kansas City wheat, 2¾ cents lower at 401. December corn down a penny at 360½. November soybeans down a penny and three quarters at 870¼. October crude oil trading 72 cents higher, 58.12. December gold $1.10 higher, $1,500.30. September S&P a point and a half higher, 29.80. September dollar index 27 cents higher at 98.57. With September Dow Jones futures up 26 points at 26,920. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, I'm going to put it to you. You're my moral compass, okay?
Oh, boy.
You're the guy who's...
Watch out, Tom.
Yeah, this could be trouble.
Yes.
What's your wife's name, Patty?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that you never do this, but Patty's probably looking at the bank account that you have and saying, oh, there's $120,000 extra in here. Then do you go out and buy a couple of SUVs and another home and things like that? Or what would you do then, right, if you saw that?
If I saw that she'd done that?
Yeah. if you found out there was $120,000 just showed up in your bank account, what would you do?
Well, you would know right away it's an error, right?
Well, I would. Exactly. You would. This couple in Pennsylvania, they said, yeah, it's an error, but so what? It's their problem, not mine.
I saw that story you're talking about. Yeah. It's unbelievable that somebody would go and spend that money without thinking that there's consequences.
I guess. Well, and we see all these people who win the lottery, and many of them just blow through the money, and they have nothing to show for it. Pretty soon they're broke again.
Exactly. There's been, TV specials on, showing the people. It's one of these big, Powerballs and stuff. And then they don't have nothing to show for it down the road.
I'll tell you. I don't know. I've my entire life, the only way I ever got any money was to make some sort of effort and work for it. I don't understand people who think they're going to get something for nothing. But
that's the best way to do it, Steve. And you appreciate it and you spend it a little bit more careful.
That's right. Real careful because, Ted and I, we don't, our bank accounts, there's two-digit numbers in there. It's the 20s and 30s, right? Not much there. So we got to keep track of it.
Yeah, I know, Steve. You got the rest of it hid in a mattress.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell you where I got hid, okay? You'll be over there with a shovel.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. 642, Steve and Ted here on KNS. Don Grant. The Money Tracker coming up. Retirement challenges for younger workers on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.